Ernest Hemingway was a marvelous, marvelous novelist of two generations ago, and his stories are still read today. One day, Hemingway was challenged by a friend. Can you write a story just using six words that will intrigue me and will compel me to ask some questions? Hemingway instantly wrote six words. For sale. Baby's shoes. Never used. Doesn't that intrigue you? Doesn't that prompt you to ask questions? Were the shoes too small for the baby? Was the color wrong? Did the parents have another pair of shoes? Or, God forbid, did the baby die? You see, there's mystery. Mystery in that story. And friends, there is mystery in our existence, mystery in our being, mystery in our world. Psalm 8 broadcasts that mystery. O God, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And then Psalm 8 proceeds to ask questions in wonder and in mystery. Have you ever thought about the mystery of it all? Psalm 8 talks about creation. And we enjoy the created order. Right now, in this summertime, I know a lot of people have cottages. A lot of people go away. It's a wonderful time of year. I enjoy Uxbridge in the summer. When we lived in Toronto, we could not see the stars at night. When we moved to Uxbridge, you can see the stars at night. There's a wonder to it all. A wonder to creation, the beauty of this good earth. And that is what Psalm number 8 celebrates, the mystery of it all. You have created the moon and the stars, but the mystery of it overwhelms. Sigmund Brouwer, in his book, Who Made the Moon, says this, the psalmist lived about 4,000 years ago. And 4,000 years ago, you could perhaps with the naked eye see something like 6,000 stars. And so there was an overwhelming mystery for the psalmist. All of these stars. Well, today, we have telescopes, we have satellites, we have all kinds of amazing scientific instruments which probe the heavens. And friends, we still have mystery. Where does the universe end? What is the mystery behind this universe? Where does it end? You know, we as human beings, we like to have endings. I like to have the end to the road, the end to the story. You likely like to have an end to the sermon. We like endings. But friends, we are being told that there is no ending to this universe. Can you understand that? There is an overwhelming mystery. Will we ever fathom it? Amazing. But friends, there's also a mystery to the interior universe. Margaret Visser, in her book, The Way We Are, talks about many mysteries in day-to-day living. Snow, for example. Snow is such an ordinary commodity. Yet, the Innu people, the people that we called Eskimos, they have 60 different words for snow. They have 60 different words because they need to know whether the snow is friendly or an enemy. So there is soft snow, there is hard snow, there is ice snow, and each different kind of snow has a name to it. 60 different words. So even in the interior, there is a universe. The mystery of our universe. But then the psalmist also goes on to talk about the mystery of our humanity. What are we as human beings that you, O God, should care for us, that you should honor us with glory, and you have made us a little lower than yourself? The mystery of our humanity. The mystery of good and evil. God has ordained man. God has ordained humankind for good living. But you and I know that humankind can participate in great evil. I have it here from the Toronto Star. The five hockey players declared not guilty. Well, perhaps not guilty, but not innocent. Certainly not noble, not righteous, not good. You see, there is the mystery of choice, the mystery of our humanity to choose that which is good and to resist that which is evil. I rather love the story of Don Mazur. You may not know his story, but some 20 years ago, and he tells it today, 20 years ago, he and his friends, three other mountain climbers, had a dream, and their dream was to climb Mount Everest. Mount Everest, the highest peak of all the mountains. And so they saved their money. They had to save something like $60,000 each. They had to go into training. They had to learn how to ascend the steepest of heights. And so they were on their way. After about 60 days of training and hard work, they were ascending Mount Everest. And now they were just 1,000 feet from the top. They could see the summit. It was theirs. One last climb and they would be there. But as they were preparing for the climb, they became aware of a man that they didn't know, a fellow mountain climber. And he was by himself. He had been abandoned by his team. They went on to the summit. But this man was delirious. He was struggling because of the lack of oxygen. He was now delirious. He was ripping off his clothing. He was surely going to die. Don Mazur and his team, 1,000 feet from the summit, their dream to reach the summit. Now they had a decision. Do they do the climb? Or do they help this helpless, struggling human being whose name they don't even know? They gathered him up. They descended the mountain. They saved Lincoln Hall's life. This man that they didn't know was from New Zealand. And this man goes on to tell of that miraculous rescue and how it has changed his life from being a self-lived life to now living for others. And the same with Don Mazur and his team. They are able to hold their heads high. For as the scripture tells us, whatever things are noble, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, we are to strive for those things. The marvel of our humanity, capable of great evil, but also capable of great good, and the mystery of it all. So you see, my friends, there is such a mystery to creation, but also a great mystery that surrounds salvation. Have you ever thought of it? Salvation. How is it that one human being living 2,000 years ago could make such an impact on the human race? Do you realize that the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is your very day of salvation? 2,000 years ago, you were saved by Christ's sacrifice on the cross. For as the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and God has appointed us to be ambassadors, messengers of that reconciling love. Friends, the mystery of it all, the mystery of our creation, and the mystery of our salvation. How do you account for it? How do you account for the struggles that men and women go through in this life? Why is it that some fall by the wayside? How is it that others find the road to wholeness, happiness, and indeed peace? The peace that passes all understanding. Friends, I know I've shared this story with you before, but I share it again. It's a story that's immediate. Danielle Kane, in 2018, a nurse, a party girl, enjoying celebrating somebody's birthday on the Danforth, a crazy shooter, and she is wounded severely by the bullet that hits her. 8 days later, she wakes up in hospital. And 8 days later, her life is remarkably changed. She now is in a wheelchair. And she tells of her struggles, how for 2 years she struggled descending into a world of deep darkness. Because her friends, one by one, her working friends, her party friends, her social friends, they began to leave her. And then one day, her fiancé came and said, I can't continue with this. And that was her darkest day of all. Danielle Kane descended into darkness. Danielle Kane, who says by her own statement that she was an atheist, a non-believer, in her deepest night of darkness, simply yelled out, God, help me. When she awakened the next day, nothing had changed, and yet everything had changed. You see, her attitude That had changed. Suddenly, instead of living in darkness, she began to live in the light. Never sharing about herself, she went onto social media, sending pictures, telling her story, telling of her depression, her despair. And suddenly she now is surrounded by a circle of like-minded people, people living with disabilities. They all gather together, they share, they help each other. And in the context of all this, she meets another man, they marry. And whereas the doctors have told her that she will never ever have children, she now is the mother of a 2-year-old. And Danielle Kane continues to live for others. Friends, such a mystery in life. When we read the papers, when we watch the television news, again, beyond the headlines, there is the mystery. And beyond our own living, there is the mystery. The mystery of our creation, the mystery of our redemption and reconciliation. And behind it all, of course, the one who is God. And how can we explain God? God, the mystery. But the psalmist has it. For the psalmist says, O Lord, my Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. So you see, there is an author, a creator, and for us, a redeemer, a reconciler of it all, who has come to us in Jesus the Christ. We can't explain it. It's all a mystery. But you see, in our living, the mystery unfolds in every human life. To live that mystery within the context of God's calling. And although, along with the psalmist, we cannot explain it, we today as Christians, along with the psalmist, can sing it. O Lord my God, how I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds your hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. We can't explain it, but we can sing it. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. So let us turn to that hymn, 332, O Lord my God.